We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God coming to you. And we're on the heels of our ladies returning from their ladies' conference that they were at this last week. For the past 2 weeks, we've been asking you to pray for a particular individual. And, you know, my goal would be that our vision would be beyond our family, not saying that we shouldn't pray for our family, but that it would be somebody in our community, that we would get beyond ourselves and pray that God would use us to communicate the love of Jesus. Last week, we had talked to you about praying and asking God to demonstrate to us or give us insight as to how we could show an act of kindness to them. This week, I want to take that one step further, and I want to ask you, and you know, if you've already shared the gospel with them, that's great. But this, our prayer for this week is that God would you make a way for me just to spend time with them, just to spend time with them. And you know, if I had my druthers, I would communicate with you. I would ask you not to share the gospel with them just yet. That you allow them, because look, we are building relationships. We're not looking for a notch in the belt buckle. We are not looking for just another statistic. The kingdom of God is about relationship. And if you've got a relationship, you spend time with a person. And so as we're praying for them and asking the Holy Spirit to minister in their lives, this morning, I just want to ask you to spend time with the person. Just go over, hang out with them. Be a friend today. And if they aren't a Christian, you know what? I think that is the people that Jesus would want us to reach. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. He would go and find the one sheep that wasn't in the flock. And I believe that that's what we need to be doing. So, Father, as we come to you today, I pray that this week we would be beyond ourselves. God, that we would, that you would empower us, that you would help us to just spend time with somebody that you died to save. God, I pray that we'd be able to share a cup of coffee or share a Coke with somebody. Just go over and talk to them. Have some time of communication. Lord, the person that I heard about a little over a week ago, Lord, that because of how ill they've been, the church no longer, and this was in a different area, but the church no longer has any fellowship with them. No one goes to visit. No one goes to call these people anymore. God, I pray this week that we would be your hands extended, that we would be able to share a cup of cold water, that we would be able to bless somebody who isn't able to repay us. God, that today that we would have relationship with people that would open up their hearts. And we praise you, O Lord of the harvest, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we hope that you got to have a time of worship yesterday at House of God. Thanks to those who were able to come to Merit Assembly of God yesterday. We have a number of people who are away traveling. We got people on vacation, on business trips, and things like that. So I will be really glad when this season is over. My wife has come back from her trip, and I'm really thankful about that. And so we've been talking for some time It's been a little over a week that we have been talking about how God wants to strengthen in such a manner as to bring healing. And I want to put this to you today in Ezekiel chapter 34, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse number 11. And that's where we're going to close out this particular segment on healing. In verse number 11, it says, "For thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what is sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment." And so as we've been talking this month about this is harvest season, that it's time to bring in the harvest. And, you know, the number one thing that I see advertised on television and talking about harvest right now is pumpkins. They have pumpkin spice, It's just unbelievable. They're the number of things, you know, you can have a pumpkin spice latte. You can have a pumpkin spice donut. You can have a pumpkin spice. I don't know what you can have a pumpkin spice of, but everybody is looking for pumpkin. I've got kids and their favorite pie is pumpkin pie. In fact, whenever there's a pumpkin pie, it doesn't stand much of a chance of survival. There's one thing for sure. It's not going to go bad around our house because there are certain family members that just happens to be their favorite sort of pie. And so, but we're talking about the harvest. And here in Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, God describes his intensity for the lost. It says, "Indeed, for thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." And so I want you to know today that if you have unsaved neighbors, if you have unsaved loved ones, if you have unsaved co-workers, if you have unsaved family members, that God is seeking them out. He is on a mission to seek them and to find them. And he describes how intense his search is. He says, "As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day." I may be talking to some people today on this Monday, and you had no intention of discontinuing fellowship with the Lord, but there was a stormy season that came up in your life. It was one episode after another, and this physical thing up on that. And before you know it, you are no longer in the place that you should have been. You're no longer worshiping in the house of God. And here's the thing. What happens eventually, if you have cut off fellowship for a long enough time, what happens is it gets to the point that it is so embarrassing to you that you don't want to go back. I want you to know that is a tactic of the enemy. It is not the heart of God that you discontinue fellowship. It's not that he wants you to be ashamed of that. He wants to restore you, and so that's why he's on the seeking mission. That's why he's on the search and rescue mission. And he says, "Look, it was a stormy season. There are some people that are very dear to me. And this has been an incredible stormy season in their life. They're still in fellowship with God. They still love the Lord, but there are some things that have happened in their life, and it has completely got them out of what was their routine. Let me describe to you that the scripture says that you and I are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Listen, if you are listening to Christian radio and you're watching Christian television, that is marvelous. It's wonderful, but it is not a substitute for gathering together with other believers of like faith. It doesn't cut it. It doesn't cut it. You are missing out. There's a consumerism mindset that says, well, I can get the message the same at home as I could if I was there. I can get the message here. In fact, you know, I'll be honest with you. You may be able to get better preaching on the television than you can about the local church. It's not about the performance. It is about the relationship. And so God says, for those people who used to be in fellowship, they used to be in the safety of the sheepfold. Now they're out there scattered, and he says, I'm going to personally look for them, and I'm going to personally find them and bring them back. And so I want you to know today that God is looking for you not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, because we are approaching the return of the Lord. I believe we are closer than we've ever been. I believe that the return of the Lord could be imminent. There are more and more things that are coming together that line up with the prophecies that discuss the return of the Lord than I've ever seen in my entire life. Is it going to be? I don't know. But I know this, I might not even live that long. I could be going home from the radio station and have a car accident, and that would be when I need to be ready for eternity. There's a misconception that is out there that, oh, well, I don't believe the return of the Lord. So I don't have to be ready. You're not even guaranteed your next heartbeat. Do you realize that a blood clot that will end your life? You know, if my understanding is correct, most blood clots are no bigger than the lead of a pencil. You know, the end of a pen. You just mark a dot on the pen, and that's how small the thing. Even beyond that, there are people who die this time of year because of the flu and pneumonia and all of that sort of stuff. And those things are microscopically small. We think there has to be something magnificently large that ends our life here on earth. I want you to know it's not. It's generally something very small. It could be something that you never see coming. I have friends who did everything that the health professionals told them to do correctly. They were in a high-stress job, and they said, look, your dad died very early in life, and so you need to get out of a high-stress job. And if a job got too stressful, they would just quit. They would relocate. They ate all of the right stuff. They just really did not allow anything. They exercised regularly. And before he turned 50 years old, he was on a walk one morning, and he dropped of a heart attack. And you would have never expected that person to be able, you know, to do that. I mean, he had done everything he could to make sure he didn't experience the same condition that his father did. So God is out there looking to restore you to fellowship. Merit Assembly of God, we are about restoring relational and spiritual value. If you felt like you've been cast off or unappreciated or whatever, we want to invite you to come. We view ourselves as a spiritual hospital where if you're wounded, we preach Jesus the healer. And I don't want you to think that that we're here promoting weakness. This entire study is on equipping you and I for the work of the ministry. And so here God says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to bring them to their own land. We're in verse number 13 here, and it says, I will feed them on the mountains of Israel and the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock and make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. And so here God describes himself as a shepherd. On a little over a week ago, I was preaching on Lead Us Not Into Temptation, and I was describing how God leads us. Now, I'm from Oklahoma. Oklahoma is cattle country. In fact, back in the days of the Wild West, there were massive culture wars between cattlemen and shepherds. And cattle are driven. There are people that get behind them and they crack the whip, and there's cow dogs that go out there and corral them, and cowboys on horses, and they ride, and they make sure that the cattle go in the direction that they are supposed to go. But sheep are not driven. Sheep are led. Sheep have a relationship with the shepherd. Jesus said, I know my sheep, I know them by name, and another voice they will not follow. Everything in the kingdom of God is about relationship with the shepherd. And so sheep are not driven, but because of the relationship that they have with the shepherd, and they know that he is leading them to a place of abundance, to a place of nourishment, to a place of hydration. God leads you to a healthy place. He leads you to a place that is for your benefit. And the scripture says he always leads us in triumphal procession. We're going to talk a little bit more after we conclude this series on strengthening about the way that God leads his people. Because there are some terrible misconceptions out there. There are people who are led astray by things that they shouldn't be led astray. There are people who've experienced failures that they blame those failures on God, where it wasn't God that made the mistake. It was the things that we thought were God that weren't. And I'm talking to you about myself. There have been things that I thought were doors of opportunity that God gave me, when really they were traps of the enemy that were designed to steal from me and not God's provision at all. And you say, well, how do you know that? And I said, because all of a sudden, then when I began to investigate, God, what went wrong? I found the scripture and said, oh, that's what went wrong. I didn't know that about the word. And now I know that, and I don't make that mistake anymore. And so here, God describes his way of leadership. You see, if you're a sheep that has wandered away, you're out there on your own. I saw an article here about a sheep, it was several years ago, about a sheep who had gone several years without being shorn. His wool had just continued. He had found himself, he had managed to stay alive, but he was completely weighted down. Normally, a sheep, when it's shorn, a really abundant harvest of wool might be, you know, between 7 and 15 pounds. And this particular sheep had over 60 pounds of wool. If he had been wet, he would have drowned. He would have died simply because he would have been so waterlogged. They have no way of protecting themselves. And so a shepherd protects, a shepherd leads them to a place of harvest. A shepherd provides the safety. The shepherd provides the relationship. And so God says, I am looking for sheep. I'm looking for people that I can bring back into fellowship and in relationship with me, because I want what is best in their interest. I want what is best for them. God is jealous for you, not for what he's missing out on, but because of what you're missing out on. There are some people who are so afraid, you know, it says God is a jealous God, and we just project man's view of jealousy. And jealousy, when it's human, is because of something that I'm missing out on. If I'm jealous, it's because of something I'm missing out on. And so we just project that definition of God, and we say, it says God is a jealous God, and we think, oh, well, that's because he's missing out on something. He feels neglected, poor God. And that's not it at all. God is jealous for you because he knows that apart from you, apart from him, you can do nothing. Apart from him, you're defenseless against the wiles of the enemy. And so I encourage you today, God's looking for you so he can be your shepherd. And he says in verse number 16, he says, I will seek what was lost. I will bring back what was driven away. I will bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. And so over this past several broadcasts, we have, this went all the way back to Thursday, October the 9th. We have talked about that God will strengthen those who are on their bed of illness. And he will sustain us on our sick bed. Then we talked about that God would heal our soul, that he would strengthen our soul with the word, and whether or not we had had nervous breakdown issues or PTSD or just weighed down by worry or anxiety, whatever it might be, that God would bring healing to our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions. That he would heal our bones, that he would impart to us strength and vitality. And then over the past couple of broadcasts, Thursday and Friday, we talked about that God would strengthen our heart. He would give us a heart issue, a healthy heart. And here in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse number 16, God makes an all-encompassing promise. And he says, I will seek what was lost, bring back what was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken. Now, maybe somebody hasn't told you this before, but I will. Most people have an area in their life, someplace, that is broken. There are people that come from broken homes. There are people who come from broken relationships with parents. There are people who come from a broken financial understanding. There are people who come from a broken emotional standing. And God says, I am going to bind up that which is broken. And in order for that which is broken to heal, whether it's a bone issue or something like that, then it is put in the position that it is supposed to be. It is bound in such a way that you can't necessarily, I'm thinking of a cast at this point in time, where you can't use that arm, because what it needs is it needs time to mend for that which is broken to be rejoined and reattached and refortified to the part that it has become separated from. And so God says, I want to bind up that which is broken. And in Isaiah 61, he says, I've come to bind up the brokenhearted. Well, I know we've just talked about heart issues, but if you are dealing with a broken heart due to the loss of a loved one, a loss of a relationship, whatever, he wants to bind that up. And he does that by putting it in such a way. A shepherd with a broken, or with a sheep with a broken leg, would oftentimes carry that sheep around its neck, his neck, and the sheep or the sheep would develop an even greater appreciation and a greater affection for the shepherd because he provided the mobility for the sheep during that time of recuperation. Then it says this, and I will strengthen what was sick. What was sick. I'm looking at it, and that's in past tense. And so for you, maybe there's something that we didn't cover in this series. Maybe you don't have any mental issues or emotional issues. Maybe you aren't on your sick bed. Maybe you don't have any broken bones. Maybe you don't have any fatigue. Maybe you don't have any heart problems. You might have some other condition. But here, God, the great shepherd, the great shepherd says, whatever it is, I want to change it from a present condition to a past situation. And I'm going to strengthen what was sick. Right now, I have people that I know that are going through situations in their body. There are people that I know. 2014 has been just a year of nonstop one situation after another. But there's a promise in Ezekiel 34. Most of the time, a lot of people don't like to spend a lot of time in the Old Testament. But I tell you that God has made a promise for you here in Ezekiel 34 that if you have been dealing with sickness and affliction, he wants to make that a thing of the past, and he wants to strengthen it in the name of Jesus. So that's what we are going to pray here as we conclude this broadcast here on a Monday. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you would find that which is lost. Lord, that today through this radio broadcast, that anybody who is out there just wandering, they don't have a church home. They're doing the best that they can, but God, I pray today that you would search them out, that you would find them. God, anything in our life that is broken, that is malfunctioning, that is not operating the way that you want it to, I pray today, God, that you would bind it up and that you would carry those who are listening upon your shoulders, Lord, that they would develop a great appreciation day for the shepherd who laid down his life for their behalf. God, I pray that whatever physical situation might be going on that's drained strength, God, I pray that you would change that from a present situation to a past situation and that we would have a testimony that we would bring glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, today, strengthen what was sick for your glory. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve.